Thank you, Lord.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, we're going to look at faith as a stand. This is just something the Lord gave me yesterday. I didn't listen to anything or yesterday, and I just decided to be quiet all day. I didn't even pray. I just crocheted, and I just looked inside all day. This is Ephesians 6. I was seeking answers about something I've been dealing with for nearly 2 years. And this is the first scripture the Lord ever gave me, was Ephesians 6, the armor of God. Starting with 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now that's something that needs, if there's nothing, you get nothing about anything I say today, remember this. Faith is a stand. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let me read 11 again. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what's coming against us is not flesh and blood, even though it may appear. It's demonic entities. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand. Over here it says stand. Now this is withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So three times, stand. Stand four times. Having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So, four times we see here, stand. It's a stand that does not back down. You plant yourself. You plant your feet. And you don't back down. It's a mental stance. It's not a spiritual stance. It's a mental stance. Satan will attempt to use your senses against you to get you off of your stand. And he'll do that in your sense realm. False evidence appearing real. That's how he works. Okay. You're calling for what is in the spirit realm. Your healing, your whatever. Where every good and perfect gift comes from above. Satan will try to intercept it with false evidence appearing real. What is the, well, we use it all the time, false evidence appearing real, fear. That's what's false, fear. Fear is false. Evidence from that sense realm is false. The Lord put to me, if he cannot get you off of your, if you're resolved in your mind that you ain't budging and you're standing, you just stand till you can't stand anymore, the enemy won't be able to do a thing to you. And this is what Father said to me. Tell the devil, Father says, I'm healed. So you can't do this to me anymore. Go in Jesus' name. That's simple. And from now on, you walk by what your stand dictates, not by what anything else that comes across or comes against you. If you learn Satan's tactic and how he works, he won't be able to fool you anymore. Jesus paid for all sickness and disease for all time. And that's the truth. Like I said, it's just a short thing, but it's very profound.